David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 65. Game of Chance. Chance, spelled C-H-A-N-T-S. Oh, he's very clever, isn't he? Very clever. Well, here we go again, folks. Today sees Sheffield embroiled in yet another age-old vehement rivalry. In January, I wrote about my harrowing experience of being caught up in warfare between Sheffield Wednesday and Leeds United supporters. Today, there is an even greater tribal rivalry than that showing its face, as Sheffield Wednesday are playing Rotherham, who are a distance of 10 miles from each other, three times closer than Leeds, meaning that the hatred for one another is naturally even greater than that of Leeds. There are therefore quite a lot of police patrolling the streets of Sheffield. I've decided to stay in the house out of trouble, partly because of my encounter with the rioters in January, where I could arguably be seen as one of the key inciters, but mainly because I'm acutely aware that if I accidentally get caught up in the fighting, then the police will most likely target me as one of the main culprits. After all, I am probably already on their radar after my criminal behaviour on the tram. I can hear the chanting from my window, with both tribes coming out with the usual jibes to taunt each other, leading to the inevitable violence after the match. It starts out with Sheffield goading the proud men of Rotherham with a chant of, "Our life expectancy is rising faster than yours! Our life expectancy is rising faster than yours!" A chant that has been a staple in the Sheffielders' repertoire since 2008, when the most recent public health statistics came out, citing dramatic improvements in the quality of life in Sheffield. This report struck at the heart of the proud men of Rotherham, a heart that is statistically more likely to suffer disease and impairment compared to a Sheffielder's. The Sheffielders then move on to a chant about the severe Rotherham floods of 2007. The proud tribesmen of Rotherham respond with a new chant of their own. "Centenary Washlands! Centenary Washlands!" they sing, referring to Rotherham's recently installed wetland and flood storage and defence facilities. But then the Sheffielders launch into an uproarious chant all about the Rotherham child abuse scandal, and they start waving flags bearing the 2012 Times newspaper article that first brought this incident to the public's attention. There is little the proud men of Rotherham can offer as means of an adequate retaliation. A few Rotherham tribesmen continue shouting, "Centenary Washlands! Centenary Washlands!" But they soon realise that this sounds utterly pathetic and feeble against the sea of Sheffielders' flags and child abuse chants. I wonder how football chants become adopted. Does one man just have the idea for a chant and then just start singing it in the hope that everyone else will join in? The reason chants work is because they are a collective experience. And it would be a bit embarrassing to start off a chant that you've made up only to realise that no one else seems to be bothered about joining in, resulting in you awkwardly just petering out, feeling a bit humiliated. On the other hand, it must be a wonderful feeling to come up with an idea for a chant, launch into it, and then gradually hear more and more voices joining in and taking up the song, until eventually there are thousands of voices singing it. I can understand how some chants easily catch on, like just chanting the name of your football team to a two-note tune, but I'm amazed at the complexity of some of the chants, and how they ever become adopted. When I used to go to Hartlepool matches as a child, by which I mean I was a child, I didn't just go to the matches in fancy dress pretending to be a child, the crowd would all sing, "I'm Pooley till I die, I'm Pooley till I die." Bearing in mind that people from Teesside pronounce the word poorly, as in P-O-O-R-L-Y, I can't say it properly because I'm from Teesside, pronounce the word poorly, P-O-O-R-L-Y, as Pooley, then this chant just sounds like we're making an observation about the low life expectancy and overall weak health of our town. The other odd chant was, "There's only one Hartlepool," which, as far as boasts go, isn't really up to much. We're essentially just saying that there is only one town that has the same name as Hartlepool. There are only one of most towns in the country, and I'm doubtful whether the exceptions to the rule would really be too put out by the fact that they have to share their name with somewhere else. It's not as if a lot of Newcastle United supporters are going to hear us chanting, "There's only one Hartlepool," and think, "Oh shit, they've got a point," whereas we have to share our name with sodding Newcastle under Lyme. Man, I feel depressed now. And the fact that we're in the Premiership offers nothing in the way of comfort. Bloody hell, Hartlepool, they have all the luck. Back tomorrow with my penultimate blog before I head to Australia. If you're a new listener to these dollops, then I'm off to Australia with my folk band, the Young'uns. I'm not being transported because of my tram ticket dodging crimes.